Welcome to In-Memory 2019 second quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li-Jeng Chen, Director of Finance Department Mr. Teresa Guo. Today's conference will be hosted by President Dr. Rick Shen. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.inmemory.com.tw under the investor relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to In-Memory's President, Dr. Rick Shen. Dr. Shen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending In-Memory's year 2019 second quarter investors conference call. In today's presentation, let me report our operation results of the year 2019 Q2 and the first half of this year, followed by the status updates of our technology and the outlook of second half of year 2019. First, I would like to report our 2019 Q2 and the first half results. Our Q2 revenue was 370 million NT dollars, a decrease of 19.9% sequentially, and an increase of 4.8% year-over-year. The operating expenses of Q2 was 188 million NT dollars, down 6.6% sequentially, and up 2.3% year-over-year. As a result, Q2 operating income decreased 33.7% sequentially and increased 8.7% year-over-year. The operating margin of Q2 was 40.6% with the EPS 1.55 NT dollar and ROE at 29%. For the first half this year comparison, the revenue of the first half this year grew 5.2%. The operating expenses increased 3.2%. The operating income increased 7.7%. EPS up 6.2% to 3.94 NT dollar, and the ROE gained 7.9 percentage points to 36.9%. In the following, I will break down the revenue contributions by licensing fee and the royalty. In Q2, 67% of revenue was from royalty and 33% from licensing fee. Royalty decreased 26.8% sequentially, but increased 5.5% year-over-year. Licensing fee decreased 1% sequentially, but increased 3.5% year-over-year. As compared to the first half of last year, the licensing revenue dropped by 2.4%, while royalty revenue gained 8.7%, resulting in a gain of 5.2% in the total revenue of the first half. If we break down the revenue by technologies, for NeoBit, the licensing revenue gained 38.6% compared to the previous quarter, but down 16.5% year over year. The reason is because NeoBit technology has been deployed to many process nodes among foundries, therefore less contribution to technology license fee. As most new product tables are using existing IPs, the usage fee of design license still grow continuously, contributing to 26.5% of the licensing fee. NeoBit is a very strong cash cow for us. Very few R&D resources, expensive cost incurred, and still contributed 72.2% of the royalty for the quarter. For NeoFuels, which accounted for 62.7% of the total licensing revenue for the quarter, up 1.3% sequentially and 53.1% year over year. The growth of licensing fee is mainly related to the continuous development of advanced process. Furthermore, for the full licensing contract was signed for NeoFuels in this quarter, its royalty increased 40.3% sequentially and 109.8% year over year. NeoFuels contributed to 22.6% of our royalty revenue, which has potential to drive company's future royalty growth. Our new technology, NeoPUF, has now contributed to royalty revenue, but the cooperation with customers is ongoing and continue to develop, contributing to 0.6% of the licensing revenue. For NeoEE and the NeoMTP, licensing revenue decreased 48.7% sequentially and 57.3% year over year. The decline was primarily due to more NeoMTP license contracts signed in the previous quarters and in the fourth quarter, Q4, year 2018. These design projects are under development and will tape out soon. Their royalty revenue down 16.8% sequentially and 47.8% year over year. The decrease is due to NeoEE's production transition of one of our fingerprint customers. In the first half of the year 2019, for NeoBit, the licensing revenue decreased 31.5% year over year, but royalty increased 2.8%, accounting for 62.2% of total revenue. For NeoFuels, the licensing and the royalty revenue gained 37.3% and 128.5% respectively year over year, contributing to around 30% of total revenue. For NeoEE and the NeoMTP, the licensing and the royalty revenue declined 37.8% and 40.8% respectively year over year, accounting for 7.8% of the total revenue. If we break down the royalty by 8-inch and the 12-inch wafers, royalty from 12-inch wafers, which contributed to 24.3% of the royalty revenue, decreased 47.1% sequentially, but increased 6.6% year over year, primarily due to the seasonal factor of DDI-related products. 8-inch royalty, which accounted for 75.7% of the royalty revenue, decreased 16.5% sequentially, but increased 5.1% year-over-year. In the first half this year, 12-inch wafers contributed to 29.7% of our royalty revenue, increased 16.2% year-over-year. 8-inch wafers, which contributed to 70.3% of our royalty revenue, increased 5.9% year-over-year. There were a total of 109 product tape-outs in the second quarter this year. More specifically, there was a design finalization of one tape-out at 7 nanometer for advanced SoC. In addition to mobile phone-related applications, the tape-outs include set-up box, digital TV, network communication, IoT, and the other related applications. A more detailed information will be provided in the management report released later today. Revenue of July has been reported last week, which recognized the royalty revenue from the second quarter of a major cooperative foundries. The weakness was mainly due to the DDI's customers' inventory adjustments and the production shift to different foundries, which recognized the royalty in the second month of the quarter. Therefore, we expect the royalty revenue growth over the last year in August. In addition, royalty revenue of the major foundries is expected to grow sequentially in the Q4 as new models and the non-smartphone chip production will ramp up in Q3. Next, I would like to address our future outlook. For licensing fee, we have signed design license contract with top-tier IDM and the largest Korean IDM this quarter, which will drive the growth of the licensing fee and the royalty in the future. For royalty revenue, we expect the U.S. PMIC customers boost the production further in the second half of the year 2019 and also 2020, resulting in a higher royalty from 8-inch wafers. Royalty from 12-inch wafers will continue to grow as accumulated 244 tables in the pipeline ready for mass production. Our first DRAM IDM licensee started the mass production one quarter ahead of schedule, and that customer is satisfied with the results. With the proven results, we will proactively promote our technology to worldwide DRAM IDM. Furthermore, our largest Chinese customer plans to start its mass production using 14 process as soon as the corporate foundry is ready. In addition, production of the top-tier IDM, Korean IDM, 7-nanometer FPGA customer will continue to drive up growth of the royalty fee from advanced nodes in the near future. As for the new technology development, the development of 5-nanometer process platform went smoothly, and we have completed the first IP tape-out recently. Our emerging memory, ReRAM IP, has completed a preliminary replication. There are two ongoing secured processor projects referred from our partnership program with the largest processor IP company. Our PUF TRNG, the true random number generator, is proved to be the fastest and the lowest power solution. Our current royalty was the result of our past efforts and our current effort in innovative technologies, application developments, will contribute a future royalty. New technologies and the application were moving toward 12-inch process platforms, and we are convinced that this will drive the company's growth. We would like to apologize for the short-term monthly revenue weakness caused by customers' production shift and the inventory issues. We believe it is a short-term phenomenon and expect the momentum will be back soon as advanced and the promising design cases are in the pipeline. We believe our constant development of the new technologies and the penetrating into more applications will keep our company growing in the long run. Thank you for your patience and the continuous support.
Thank you, Dr. Shen. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
We now get a question from Peter Anderson regarding the question about the DRAM, the license to DRAM business application. So his question is, could you talk a little more about the DRAM business opportunity and whether it will follow the same pricing model as your current business?
Currently our new field, the OTP technology, is licensed to the first DRAM IDM company, and we follow the same business model. It means that we collect license fee in the early stage, and when customer move into production, we will charge the royalty based on the wafer price. It means that we will collect royalty based on a certain royalty rate. And because when DRAM moved to the more advanced technology nodes, due to the process stability, so customer, the DRAM makers, will need higher OTP density to repair its chip, so that they can achieve a higher production yield. In the meantime, when customer want to put the DRAM chip together with, say, the CIS or the other advanced SoC chip for the MCP application, the customer need the OTP to repair the chips after packaging. So we foresee the demand of OTP in DRAM market will be increased, and we want to, based on the good result of from the first project, so that we can introduce the same solution to other DRAM makers. Okay, here I would like to make a correction in terms of the business model I mentioned for the DRAM application, because we need to consider the wafer price change all the time. So we, in a DRAM application, we charge the royalty based on the wafer with the production wafer with a fixed amount for each wafers, so that we can get rid of such kind of price erosion or the unexpected business issues. And we got another question from the Boris. The question is how does the trade tension between US and China affect the memory IP business? I think this is a very good question. As I remember, in last quarter we ever explained or answered a related question. Because of the trade war between China and the U.S., the more we see more and more Chinese companies love to adopt the non-U.S. IP vendor solution. So for eMemory, in the past one quarter, we do see a lot of customer inquiries or the new project kickoff from Chinese customers. So we believe the trade tension between US and China somehow will bring up with some benefit to eMemory.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue.
Okay, we got a question from Peter. You want us to provide the market size or the size of a market opportunity compared to our existing business model in the DRAM. So the DRAM, the market size currently is 100 million 8-inch wafer equivalent amount every year. And for the foundry, shipment every year is about 55 million 8-inch wafer equivalent. So the DRAM market is much bigger than the foundry wafer shipment.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue.
Okay, here we got a question again. He would like to know because the our customers start to ship the product, the DRAM customer starting to ship 1 quarter ahead of the schedule. So he want to know when do we expect to see the revenue contributing from the DRAM? Because we collect royalty every quarter, so we expect to get the first DRAM royalty report from next quarter. It means in the fourth quarter this year. So we can see that will contribute from this year.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue.
Okay, here we got the question from Peter again. The question is, you list your future target market to be application processor, CPU, GPU, etc. Can you share with us just a ballpark target for when this application could adopt your solution? I think this is a very good question. Currently, because our solution are already moved into the 7 nanometer, and as I mentioned, we also moved into 5 nanometer. So we now have a lot of discussion with the potential customers for the IP adoption. In the meantime, as I mentioned, we also work with the largest processor IP vendor for the security element. So together with security elements, right now we also engage customer to use our solution for the CPU related application. So at this moment we already work with some customers for the potential business.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments.
Okay, thank you for your patience and the continuous support. As mentioned earlier, our company's growth comes from our past efforts. We believe that our continuous efforts in technology development and application enablement will keep our company growing in the long run. Thanks again for your attending eMemory's investor conference today.
I'd like to love you all. I lost my voice. I gave a keynote speech in a conference with a big audience last week. And after that, there are many audience come to ask about the path because the keynote speech is on the path. So with many activity work with the world first class customers, we create a lot of world first class technologies, and we believe we have a very strong confidence that with this new innovations which will drive us continue to grow, and we very much thank you for your patience and your long-term support. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.